So you will see how that relief came, and came in what format. One of the things, please, I like you, for everybody, Muslim or not Muslim, it doesn't make any difference. But it might worthwhile to know this. This message was very, very expensive. To have it come to you in that generation, a lot of people paid a whole lot from their conveniences, their time, their money, their effort, their education, their health, and their life. And we are sitting it, having it in our convenience. How more blessing that it can be. If you're going to accept it, that's your choice. If you're going to reject it, it is still that's your choice. But you need to know it was a lot of effort to bring it up into you. Also, another revolution you will see. I said there is a revolution in the beginning. There is another big revolution. It's going to come right in identifying the relationship between Adam and the shaitan. The relationship between Adam and between the shaitan. How it works. We all know from the old doctrines, I'm not in Christianity. In Christianity, build the concept based on this relationship. Okay, Christianity have five major principles of belief. Two of them, God built it based on the concept of the relationship between man and the devil. Without going for the details, but I'm going to get exposed to it. But what is the bottom line when we come and say about Adam and Eve and getting out of the paradise? What is the situation here? Or what is known to the human being is what? Eve was what? The cause of having Adam kicked out of the paradise. Right? By committing the act of disobedience. What is that automatically going to do? Automatically and religiously put Eve as a cause, as condemned it, as the one who did what? If she didn't do it, we would have been in paradise now. Am I right? Okay. That give a holy justification to treat women as a second class citizen and to deprive them from their rights. I'm not going to go to this area, but it gets to the point that wives cannot speak in the presence of their husbands. They are subject of inheriting instead of they inherit. There is a whole a lot of things get involved in here. Or it was a justification to look at the woman with what? A suspicious eye. Okay? Probably you know also in the Judaism, after birth, monthly period, you know the legislation about that. Okay. But that's what is the scenario that it was introduced to the human being. And here it comes with the revolution of the Quran. To say what? No. That's not what happened. And that's what it not meant it to happen. But how did the story start? It started, to make the long story short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. When he created Adam, he was physically qualified. In the beginning he said, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I will create a creature to live on the planet Earth. So when he created Adam, physically he was willing, he was ready, fit, to live on the planet Earth. But there is still a whole lot missing. What is missing? What to do? How to do it? I need knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second stage, he said, وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. He taught him the names of the things. But what are the names of the things? Once you identify something and you identify the relationship in between them, we have a birth of what we call science. So what does science mean? Science means a terminology and the relationship between those terminology. We go to physics. Physics. There is something called sound. There is something called light. There is something called pressure. There is something called heat. Get the relationship in between them, you have a physics science. A chemistry, the same. Biology, the same. So any given science is what? Terminology and the relationship between those terminologies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the second what? A qualification. The mental maturity to live. Now he knows what's in the planet Earth. He can discover the relationship and he can survive and live. But he still have one. Who is that one? He got an enemy. And that enemy was the devil. And the devil already decided to be the enemy. Okay. We know that the most effective way for us to learn, we learn by what? By learning by pictures or developing images. Okay, so what's in our head is not like the computer bits and bytes and on and off. No, what we have in here is the storage of images. Right? Okay, and whatever we don't have an image about, usually we cannot identify. And this is why we need what? Something called experience. If I get a kid, toddler, 1 year old, and I keep telling him, you know some, fire is very bad. Fire is very bad. Don't get closer to fire because it can burn your this, it can burn your hand, it can hurt you, it can do to this, to that. What are you going to do? He's going to look at you and do what? Smile. Let that toddler touch a surface hot. He get hurt or got what? Experience. What does experience mean? Image got built in here. Right? Next time he sees something and you say the word hot, the kid out of the room. Right? What happened between the first one and the second one? Building experience. The kid got experience. Right? Okay. Now, the same situation, if you're going to sit down and talk about his enemy, he doesn't know what you're talking about. Because he does not know the magnitude of the damage that he can do. So Adam needed to go through experience. And through this experience, he will learn, he will be trained how to deal with his enemy. To start with, he will know he is his enemy, will be introduced to him. And in the second, he will learn how to deal with him. And third, he will know the consequence of going alone with him and disobeying God, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for the incidents of eating from the apple and whatever the motivation is, that was a training course for both, for man and for woman. If you obey, that's where you're going to be. If you don't obey, that's where you're going to be. Out. And that is the one who either going to get you in or going to get you out. Now you do what? You got your experience. So Allah did not create us to live in what? In paradise. But Allah created us to live in here, to qualify ourselves to His mercy, later to be inshallah in paradise, after we get our training in life. So now Adam and Eve, they got what? Their training. فَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّ لَبَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايِ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَمَجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. He said, now you got your training, down. Go down. And I'm going to send my guidance. If you follow this guidance, you have no fear and you have no harm. And if you're not, not. That's the story of Adam and Eve. I was in a debate with a priest, and I was about that issue. I think that was in 1982. It was in church in Arlington. And I was shocked by the answer. Believe me, I'm not, it is not my job to discredit anybody, but I'm telling you what happened. That was the issue of debate between Islam and between Christianity. He said, that's his words. He said, God created Adam and to go to the paradise. But after that, the things happened and he changed his mind. Listen, here we stop. If I have a God that changes his mind, I don't need him. That's not a God. We are a human being. We are scientific enough to take a decision with accurate level, more than 96.9. And you are telling me God does not in his decision can be accurate to that level? And when you come and tell me that he has to change his mind, that means he doesn't know what's going to happen. That means environment control his decisions. Environment can overpower and can override his will. And I told you from the beginning in the page today is what? Al-Ghani, Al-Aziz. Al-Ghani, he doesn't need any. Al-Aziz, never been conquered. His will going. Nothing can change it and nothing can divert it, delay it, or delete it. So that was the end of that kind of debate and that thing. The minute that he said that, that was more than good enough for me. God had changed his plan. Things happened and he had to change his plan. That was good enough for me. And I think at least 60-70% of the panel, they got the same impression like I give a big smile and I kept going on the rest of the issue. Right, okay. Another thing that you will see, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the foundations that I'm going to accept from you. Number one, I already decree equality. Oh, before I leave this mu'il, that means no. You cannot know more, use a religion as excuse to discriminate against women. Based on this revolution and that explanation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٌ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got the words of repentance from Adam and Eve and he granted them mercy. Case is closed. You cannot hold anymore Eve responsible for anything. So there is no religious justification to treat her as a second class citizen. There is no reason to deprive her or to discriminate against her by the name of God. It can or did, and it is, by the name of society and cultures and traditions, but get God out of it. He said no, there is no justification anymore for doing that too. A different type of my creature, which is what? The women's. It got also what he accepted as what is what we call the social justice and equality between people. He said, I am not giving any superiority to anybody. If you try to practice that, you will be condemned. If I give you a power, or I give you a money, or I give you upper hand in anything, or knowledge, and you misuse it, you are doing sin. Because a lot of people, they think putting them in powerful, whatever the form of power is, given the form of superiority, that they can do to others what they want, they can violate other people's rights. He said, no, you cannot do that. It is merely a tool. And inshallah, when one day we will come down the road and discuss the provisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find out that Allah provide through the cable to the non-cable. Allah provide to the child through his parents, to the poor through the rich, to the handicapped through the able. So you are not doing that person a favor. You are doing your job, and that's different. You will find that all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you your need and little bit more. That little bit more belongs to somebody else, is not able to earn it, or does not have the health to get it. Your job is to find them and to give it to them. And instead of taking it to Wall Street to build the wealth, and after that Wall Street go down. So all the rules that guarantee the social justice, you will see it in the Makkiyan Surah. Also, this ayat had the fundamental basis of how the people supposed to deal with each other. Okay, I know that I got to give him $5. I can say, here is your $5. I give it to him. And I can say, thank you, here is your $5. I give it to him. And either way, I give it to him. So I can be cruel and do things, and I can be polite and do things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in those ayat, He defined how to deal with others. And how to deal with others, it got classified to three major categories. Three major categories. So when you deal with others, anyone, you have three major categories. Number one, rights and obligations. Whomever you deal with, there are a certain rights and obligations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do it. You happy? Do it. You sad? Do it. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained to the wife a certain right, and to the husband a certain right. You are fighting with each other? Give each other the right. You happy with each other? Still give him the right, or give her right. You are cat and dogs? Still have to give the rights. Right? Why? Because you've been ordered to do. That's the first set. The second set of things that we need to do is what we call the etiquette. The etiquette. Okay. Etiquette is you deal with other people nicely. And there is no one do this job is better than who? The diplomat. Right? These guys in the State Department, they take etiquette 101, etiquette 102, etiquette medium, etiquette advanced, etiquette whatever. Who causing all the trouble around the world? They are the same people. Right? They learn it, how to smile, how to eat, how to open the door, how to do this, how to do that, and how to do that. But now it is what? Behavior. Acceptable behavior. Somebody smiling in your face, what are you going to do? You smile back in his face or in her face, talking nice to you. So he said, that is the minimum. Quran said, that is the minimum that it will be accepted from you. Right? A minimum that it will be accepted from you. But what is the maximum in this case? The maximum in this case is number three, which is what? The akhlaq, the ethics. Ethics, it means what? I am smiling in your face because I love you. That means there is a motive inside me pushing me to deal with you with kindness. When I am patient not because I want something from you, or I am afraid of you, but I am doing it to develop myself to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That called al-akhlaq. Okay, I want you to, for a second, imagine yourself, okay, as one of those rockets that they send to as a satellite station, or going to the moon, or going to the orbit, or whatever. Consider yourself, okay, like that rocket. How would that rocket work? You see, the rocket will come right out, right? And after that, a part of the rocket will drop, right? And after that, another part of the rocket will do what? A drop. And what's going to lift out of the whole rocket is what? Little teeny weeny station. Like this going to stay on the orbit. Right? Okay. You look at it this way. You are the rocket. Your body is those stations that it will drop and deteriorate. But what's going to stay? Or what is the development? Like what you were in your mother womb. Developing a body in this life, you are developing another thing, it's called the conscious. And that conscious got attributes, it's called the akhlaq, the ethics. So the bottom line of you, your value, you're going to be in what? In your conscious, not in your body. In the attributes of your conscious. You are patient because of Allah. That's akhlaq. You are passion because of akhlaq, because of Allah. You are merciful because of Allah. You are forgiving because of Allah. Everything because of that. And you don't need your body for it. But you need your conscious for it. You call a damir for it. By the Arabic language, it's called a damir. And these are the attributes. And you will see, even it was given the word akhlaq. Akhlaq, it comes from the word, the generic word, khalq. Khalq, it means what? Create. So you are coming up, and these are the things that will be created. Your job is to create it inside you. Forgiveness. Can you buy it? No. Can you train to yourself to do it? 3 seconds. Let my tongue say it. I forgive you. With a bigger smile. Would you know what is the difference? You wouldn't. But when I say I forgive you from inside, that's a lot of overwhelming development. That's actually walking through a pain, walking through injustice, walking through vengeance, walking through revenge, walking through a whole bunch to get to the point of saying what? I forgive you. The first one is etiquette. The second one is what? Akhlaq. And what we are after is what? Akhlaq. And that's what is the Quran, and especially in Surah, in the Makkiyan Surah, you will see that it is one of the major three elements to deal with people dealing with each other. Okay, the next thing is coming is to give the attributes of the Madaniyan Surah, and I believe that's going to be another day, inshallah. Okay. Okay.